The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. God has chosen a vehicle. Is it a car? No. But God has chosen a vehicle by which to engage with us. And here's the only hint I'm going to give you. Without it, there's no pleasing him.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. Today is a contest trivia day. You can also call in with prayer requests, or if you just want to share a testimony, you're welcome to do so. 972-445-0770. Keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Before we get to our first mention talking about our very own Jamie Blumenthal, I do want to point something out to you. Somebody wanted to know, are there false Jesuses? Are there false Jesuses? Here's my response. If you want to know a false Jesus, go talk to Madonna about Jesus, and then you'll find out about false Jesuses. Get it? Ah, there you go. All right, folks, here we go. Our very first sponsor, Jamie Blumenthal. Retirement Strategies and Solutions. Jamie Blumenthal, his wonderful wife, Nancy. Here's the bottom line. RetireTheRightWay.com. The idea is to plan and to ask God to bless your plans and then to surrender those plans because you can't control everything, folks. But the idea is if you plan right and retire right, you can retire the right way. Do the best that you can in your stewardship. There's a great saying. It says, do your best. Pray that it's blessed. Let Jesus take care of the rest. That's what you got to do. Get in touch with Jamie, 800-287-1667, 800-287-1667. You can get a chance to meet him at his office. He will give you a book for free. It's a $30 book. It's free. I mean, I love that price. Free. So you can get that book, you can talk to him, you can tell him where you're at, whether you're just starting out, whether you're kind of in the middle, whether you are all the way at the end and trying just to make sure everything is safe, doesn't matter. Just get in touch with Jamie. He'll talk to you about it. No cost, no obligation. That simple. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. RetireTheRightWay.com. Why would you want to retire the wrong way? RetireTheRightWay.com. All right, we've got a lot to cover. We do want to give a shout out. I think the women's soccer are playing like right now, like right this second. So if something really significant happens in the second half, we'll tell you. Oh, wait, the entire first half will be about this first hour show. I guess we'll never get to that. I do want to say I have been noticing something very particular in my life before we get into the talking, and that is the less that I watch the news in concentrated amounts, the better I feel. Now, let me say something about that real quickly. I think you should keep in touch with things that are going on. I just don't think it takes 3 hours of news for you to figure out what the news is. Okay? That's all I'm saying. You know, I mean, it's, if you're doing that much time, don't tell me you don't have time to spend reading your Bible. Because that gives you the headlines and has been giving people the headlines for thousands of years. So if you really want to know what's going on, if you want to stay current, stay connected to Jesus. That's the best way to do it. Okay. Hope Wonder Julie is doing, I hope you're doing good. Everything going pretty good for you? All good. Well, good to hear that. We are doing a contest today. Not yet. It's way too early. If I did the contest right now, then everybody that just listens for the contest wouldn't listen for the rest of the show. What am I, stupid? Okay. I mean, I was dropped on my head. I did land on my head, but I didn't fall off the truck yesterday. It was the day before. Let's talk about something that I think is really important, and that is this vehicle that God has chosen by which to operate with us. Now, we understand that God has done so many wonderful things in our lives, and for those that are trying to understand the Trinity and how that breaks down, it's from the Father, through the Son, by the Spirit. That'll help you right there. From the Father, through the Son, by the Spirit. From the Father, through the Son, by the Spirit. But here's something you need to keep in mind. God grants us grace, and we love grace. Grace is unmerited favor. Grace is when you get something you could never deserve, right? Now, there's another term called mercy. Mercy is the opposite end of grace. Grace is getting something you could not possibly earn. Mercy is not receiving something you did earn, such as judgment. So they work, both work on these scales of going in the opposite, but they're both wonderful principles, wonderful vehicles. But that's not the vehicle that I'm talking about today. Even though everybody loves grace, everybody loves mercy. Well, most people love mercy. Some people actually reject it. And it's just phenomenal to think of the concept of forgiveness. You think of the concept of love. Think of the concept that the Lord gives us in his truth. These are all fantastic vehicles. But there is one in particular that God has chosen that has been from the beginning. And it really got established strongly in Genesis 15:6 with Abraham in the covenant of Abraham, where God made a promise to Abraham. And Abraham, what? He believed that what God said was going to come to pass. So let's just talk about what this vehicle is today. This vehicle is called faith. Now, I'm not talking about fake faith, and I'm not talking about dry faith. I'm talking about faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. Faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance of what we do not see. I find it fascinating that people will say, well, there's no real definition of faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 gives you a definition of faith, tells you exactly what it is. In fact, it gives you a two-part definition. Most people say it's one part. No, it's not. Faith is confidence in what we hope for and, conjunction, and the assurance of what we do not see. And that is critical in our engagement with God. Can we talk about one of the most famous moments of faith that we all appreciate from the Old Testament? There was this young shepherd boy, and he was facing a giant. How big was the giant? 6 cubits and a span. People are like, huh? A cubit is 18 inches. 6 cubits means he's 9 foot. And a span. So he's over 9 feet. Probably, the span was probably 6 inches. Some people think it's a fourth of a cubit. Some people think it's a third of a cubit. I don't care. He was over 9 feet tall, okay? And Goliath was his name. And for Goliath to dunk in basketball, he wouldn't have to jump, okay? Think about how big the people are that you have seen in your life. Think about how big Shaquille O'Neal is. I mean, such a huge guy, right? Well, Goliath would be 2 feet taller. and his contract would have 5 more zeros. But the point I'm trying to make is that he was enormous. He was so big. And David, just a shepherd boy at this point, just a musician at this point, well, David had something that was bigger than Goliath. He had faith in God. Now here, watch this. My wife just texted me. Look at, she loves this. From Martin Luther, faith is a living, daring confidence in God's favor. Faith is a living, daring confidence in God's favor. And that's what God asks of us to engage with him. That we have a living, daring confidence that God is going to. And then just fill in the blank, man. So David faces Goliath, and one of the things that people recognize on this story is, you know, Goliath made fun of him and taunted him, and David starts running at Goliath. He didn't just have faith. He had a living, daring faith. He was running at the guy. Pulled out one of his 5 stones, put it in his leather pouch, swung it around. Bam! Hit the guy right on the head. You think the Lord was in that? Not just in the forehead. It sunk into the forehead. Didn't just hit him. I've thrown pillows at my children and hit them. This thing hit Goliath in the forehead and sunk into his forehead. How'd David do it? How'd David do it? With faith that God would guide his aim. And we have no idea how much God was involved in the directing of it, other than we know God honored his faith and David conquered the giant. That's what I want to talk to you a little bit about, conquering those giants, but not just your situational giants, also your relationship giants. Ooh, Dave, get out. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Whether you're buying a new home or selling your current home or both, you want to work with somebody who's completely committed to the process and believes it's as important as you do. The answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. In real estate, there are people who get involved to make a few extra dollars. There's nothing wrong with that, but if you're interested in working with somebody who's committed to the process of treating people like family and approaching real estate the way that would be best for you, the answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. With every client, she sees an opportunity to honor the Lord and to do the ministry he has called her to do faithfully. For her, it's not a job, it's a calling. The answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. Call Pam at 817-505-5541 or visit blessedrealtycompany.com. Have a meeting with her at no obligation. She'll be glad to help you and will do whatever she can to be a blessing.
What is the purpose of human creation? God was bored and wanted a tinker toy set to play with. He wanted a petri dish to look at so he can go, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. As opposed to the mindset that says, well, this whole thing is a divine experiment. The Lord was bored, impossible to be bored if you're not stuck by time, by the way. Oh, you didn't think of that, right? Because he's not bound by time. The purpose of human creation ultimately is 4 words. Here we go. The purpose of creation for humanity? To fellowship with God.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM. Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
To the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. That's right. Make sure you know, email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com, Facebook David Spoon Media. Let me just ask one or two, just a fasty question. I didn't tell her I was going to ask her this, so I don't know what the answer is. Did you get a lot of rain yesterday? Did you get?
No. Not yesterday.
Okay. Mm-mm. You didn't get a lot there. See, they kept saying, big rain, big rain, big rain. And then we're like, big rain, big rain, big rain. And then it didn't come, right? Even though we're not that far from the Greenville kind of area. And then we went to bed, right?
Yeah.
Right? Went to bed. Ready, good. It's 11 o'clock. Time to go to bed. Okay. All right. Then the rain came.
Well, of course.
You know. It's like the rain waited for us and was like, are they in bed yet? Is the dog in there? Okay, time to go. And then all the drops came. This segment brought to you by our good friend, Dr. Brandon Brown. Dr. B.
So good.
He's the director of the Specific Chiropractor Centers in Richardson. Here's how we make this super easy for you. If you are in pain and you are in discomfort, you want to work with somebody who can help you out. And Dr. B is that person. You want to go to drbrandonbrown.com. Now, keep in mind, Dr. drbrandonbrown.com. drbrandonbrown.com. His number, 972-454-9363. 972-454-9363. We call him Dr. B. We also call him Dr. Cairo Extraordinaire, but Dr. B, why? Because his name is Dr. Brandon Brown. Where do you think we're getting those B's from, right? 972-454-9363. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, he'll high-five you. And then that could put your back out, so he'll be right there to help you. Let's see. DrBrandonBrown.com. Go check him out. My wife just went there just less than an hour ago, 45 minutes ago. And so that was why she was able to send me a quick text to tell me that she's listening to the show and doing good. That's the key, is getting free from that pain. Yes, yes. Okay, so I know you're late. You're waiting on the trivia question. You're going to have to wait one more segment. It is a $20 Walmart gift card. That's not bad, right? I mean, worst case scenario, you can, buy something for 50 cents and then get $19.50 back or something? But it didn't cost me $26 to get a $20 gift card, where last time it cost me $26 to get a $20 other card. So it's like, yeah. I'm not big on stuff like that. I don't like that. It's like, what a cheating. That's over a 25%. Talk about usury. Oh, my goodness. All right, so one of the things that I do want to bring up, and I want to make sure we get right to it, is this faith element. And faith is a pretty important part of our lives. And typically, you'll hear me talk about having faith for situations, won't you? I mean, I've been talking about having faith since we started the show. We've done 66 or 67 shows. We've been on 3 months and a couple of days. Here's the bottom line. Faith is just a definite for our walk, period. Hebrews chapter 11, 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Got to believe that. You got to have that belief going. And faith is so important that God tells you, it's impossible to please me without it. And people are like, well, all I want to do is, you know, do my best before the Lord, and I don't want to sin my brains out. And I don't want them to call me a sin head. I want to do this. And it's like, God is much more interested in you having faith than almost any other principle you can operate in, because by faith you connect to him. That's the key. And so when we talk faith, we typically do talk faith situationally. Because as you look at all the situations throughout the Bible, you think, I'm in tough situations. I need help. I need to get out of that. But it's not just faith for what we deal with. It's also faith for who we deal with. And that's where things can get a little dicey in something like this. They can get a little tougher. Because now we're asking, you're being called upon by God to exercise faith in a multitude of areas. Now, we know we need to have faith in God. In fact, that second half of the verse in Hebrews 11:6 says, anyone who comes to God must believe that he exists, that's one, and he rewards those who earnestly seek him. There has to be a confidence, a faith in that, right? We have to believe that God is a giver. If you believe that God is stingy like the Grinch, you are not operating in faith. You're operating in a cartoon, and you should not do that. Matthew 7:7-11 says, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? There is an absolute requirement on our part to have a confidence in the generosity of God. If you don't think God is generous, I simply point you into one simple direction. What did God give you that you might know he is on your side and for you? Did he not take a part of himself and sacrifice himself through Jesus Christ for you? Did he not, in Christ Jesus, give you the ultimate sacrifice? And did he not, through his only begotten Son, give that to you freely? And did he not also say, if God freely gives us Jesus Christ, how will he not also give us other things? If you're not sure that God is generous, you don't know that Jesus was sacrificed for you. That was a gift from God. Got that? All right, I want to make sure you stay with that. And then God, of course, because he's a challenging, challenging and wise creator, tells us, you got to have faith in me, and you got to have faith in your brothers and sisters in the Lord. It's like, this is where you're going, wait, I'm still working on point one. Why are you bringing in point two? And here's the reason why. 1 Corinthians 13:7 says this, love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. There is a faith level in love, and there is a faith level where we have to believe, watch this, the best about somebody. Now, here's the worst part, and I am so bad at this, and my wife's going to text me and say, yes, you are. We are supposed to interpret with faith and with a confidence, believing the best about somebody's actions, that they're not trying to do something bad, or they're not trying to hurt us or wound us. And there's a lot of us out there that have been wounded multiple times, and we carry that with us wherever we go. That's dangerous. It puts us in this pretty dark place. We're supposed to be trusting the Christ in one another. And I think I only got like 3 minutes, right? 3-4 minutes. Okay. So I can tell the story. I've told it before, but it's still a good point. It's still true. And it's still a confession. So I told you before, when I used to preach ferociously, and I did. I was nothing on the radio you've heard is anything like I preach. I was like old James Robeson in the old days, you know, Billy Sunday style. People miss that joke. All right, so the bottom line was I was preaching one time, and as I told you, there was somebody in the audience, and they were shaking their head no. And I'm preaching about Jesus Christ. They shake their head no. I'm preaching. Now I'm preaching more ferociously than ever. Jesus Christ is real. He resurrected. Without him, you're going to go to hell. You have to repent. It's turn or burn. And I keep going and going and going, and the person just keeps turning their head no. Get to the end of the service. That person is with Victor. Victor's a person that's been going to our church for a couple of years. I go up to Victor, and right after the service, right after I do that corporate prayer, I don't wait 1 second. I beeline it. I get to Victor just so I can meet this person who keeps shaking their head no about the truths of Jesus Christ. And so I shake Victor's hand. I go, "Hi, Victor, how you doing?" He goes, "Hi, Dave, this is my aunt. She doesn't speak English." What? What do you mean she doesn't speak English? She was just saying no, 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 no during my whole sermon. No, she wasn't. She didn't understand a single word I said. Oops. That's my response. Oops. That's the same thing that happens when you go to church and you see somebody and they look at you funny and you think that person's so rude and you don't know if that person has gas. How do you know? What if they had a bad taco breakfast? Huh? What if they're like, I think my point there is that we're supposed to believe the best about someone's actions. Now, when I get home, my wife is going to go, "I heard that." And I'm going to go, "Huh? I'm old. I forgot. What are you talking about?" But it's true, and you know it, and I know it, and we know it. All right, when we get back, we're going to do our little contest. Plus, we're going to get into the next area where we're supposed to have faith. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
One of the most frustrating experiences a person can go through is having body pain. It's also difficult to watch one of your loved ones go through that same type of pain. Since we moved to Texas, my wife has quite a bit of bodily pain. Knowing that my wife is getting better because she's going to Dr. Brandon Brown, now that's a true blessing. I share with you my recommendation for Dr. B. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362. I've entrusted him with the care of my wife, and I'm confident that any person who listens to our radio show will get the same type of quality service. And by the way, it's Migraine Awareness Month, and that pain in your head could be from your back. Get in touch with Dr. B and find out. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362.
A big portion of being guided is asking, prayer. When you're praying with people, fellowship amongst other people can lead you to guidance. It's happened on more than one occasion for me. Counsel is obviously very good, both spiritual and not necessarily biblical. Also, practical counsel is good. Circumstances often speak to us and give us guidance. Open doors, or for that fact, closed doors. We know his word gives us guidance. We know in 2 Corinthians 2:13 and 14, Paul said that he used peace of mind as an aspect of guidance. These are all the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us is, of course, the number one element for guidance is to be led by the Spirit, right? These are all hugely important.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has 3 children and almost 5 grandchildren. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a penalty.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. As an oldie but a goodie right there. Facebook, David Spoon Media. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. And email, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. There was a problem with the website for a little bit. So if you had a problem, delete anything you've saved and just put it in there, www.davidspoonmedia.com. I had some kind of issues going on. Okay. Let's do our read, and then we're going to do our contest and get back into our teaching. Here we go. Of course, this is my good friend. He is a tremendous blessing in my life, and I'm just asking God to continually bless him on a regular basis, our good friend, John.
Big John. Big John.
So lots of roof activity in the last couple of days, and my understanding is there's going to be some more storms coming like over the week. And I thought you guys had like all these long dry seasons. Is this wet? This is abnormally wet, isn't it? This is not normal, is it?
It'll heat up before you know it.
It'll heat up before I know it. I have a relative that said something about the weather being bipolar.
Yes.
It's like, wow, that's a unique description for weather. And apparently it is. So anyhow, getting back to that, you probably, if you had some of the rain like we did, you probably have opened up that opportunity for damage. And you might have to get some repair or you might have to get a replacement. Give John a call. It's not complex. 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED. Keeping it easy. Keeping it simple, you probably are not going on your roof, and you probably shouldn't go on your roof unless you are trained to do so, to examine what problems could be there. Well, John from the Blessed Roofing Company at theblessedroofingcompany.com will be glad for no cost, no obligation to get on the roof there, check it out, and make sure that everything is, as we say in the lingo, okie dokie. And if it's not, they'll let you know. And if it is, he'll let you know. You just want it to be truthful. You want it to be honest. You want the person to be straightforward in telling you what's going on. You want them, if there's the opportunity where you don't have to come out of pocket, that's what you want. I mean, that's certainly better than coming out of pocket. But you'll hear the straight, honest scoop. Just call 469-BLESSED, 469-BLESSED, theblessedroofingcompany.com. Tell me, you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. And as we have recently heard, sometimes I talk too fast. What? All right, maybe. That's all I'm going to say on that one. Okay, we have our opportunity now for a win on a $20 gift certificate from Walmart. As you know, the rules are posted on the website. And the rules are this. If you have won in the last month, and we're gonna let you determine what the month is. This is called trust in one another. But if you've won in the last month, you cannot win this prize, okay? This prize is for those that have not won in the last month. It's a $20 gift card to Walmart. And as you know, in the rules, all the rules are kind of, they have to run through me because of legality, you know, because somebody sued like years ago, not thinking it was fair because their phone didn't work or some weird thing like that. It's just like so bizarre. And I got to put rules and can't have coffee that's hot and they take the McRib away. And okay, this is all these things. Okay. I'm off of it. All right, but this is not an easy question, although I will tell you it is easily accessible in the Bible. I just don't want you Googling it. That's my only request, is that you actually look in the Bible for this. Here it is. What food did Jesus eat after the resurrection? What food did Jesus eat after the resurrection? What food? It's food. There's food. If you're going to say no food, that's the wrong answer. 972-445-0770. I did not say this one would be easy. It costs us $5 in gas to do it. 972-445-0770. What food? Right? What food? Oh, I had to lean over to grab my Bible. What food? Do we think we have, the question is, do we think we have an answer? And that's what we're going to find out. Do we have a telephone caller calling in? This is David. Who am I talking to?
My name is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Are you having a nice week so far?
I feel that I'm growing in grace listening to your radio station.
Okay, here you go. Now, here's.
I'm still short, though. Anyway.
Okay. All right, now you're feeling confident on this, right? You feel pretty good about this answer? I'm just going to check with you. You feel pretty good about it, right? Okay, all right. So Jesus, he was resurrected, right? Now, I want you to tell me, what was the food? What was the food? And this is really in Luke 24, I think it's 50 or 42 or 43. What food did he eat?
Okay, I'm glad you said that, because I felt like there were two incidents, but I'm walking with you. So I believe what my reading says, that it was boiled fish and honey. Honey.
Okay, well, the fish is the key component there. They gave him a piece of broiled fish, verse 42.
Honey is key, too, honey is key, too.
Okay, but the key answer is you won.
I won!
You won! What?
Okay.
You won. That's right. You won. And now keep in mind, it's a $20 gift card to Walmart. And I think if you've listened to the show, we told people why. Because when we were trying to do a $20 gift card, like with the Visa, they wanted to charge us $6. And we're like, we're not doing that. So this way, it's a normal $20. You can spend it on anything you want. You can give it to somebody, spend it on somebody, whatever you would like. You could get fish if you want, because you answered with fish. It's up to you.
I might give me some boiled fish and honey.
All right, so here's what I want you to do. I have my Wonder Julie is the gal that she's in. I don't know if she got your address or not. You're together. She needs to get your address, because we're going to send it in the mail. It'll take 2 days before it gets sent, because I got to buy a stamp. Okay? So, I mean, the envelope's all ready to go. So we're going to get your name and address. You're going to give it to her. So don't hang up the phone. I'm going to keep going on some of my stuff, but she's going to get your info. Congratulations on winning.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome. Okay. So that is a great job. She did a fantastic job. I love stuff like this, because it's just wonderful to talk to people in the community. It's great, great stuff. So I'm praying for the audience every day. Listen. So, you guys, if you haven't figured out, if you're not, like, 100% on, I'm going to get you there. You want to know why I do that, though? Because I want people to engage with this. I want them to think through. I want them to process. Because the more we talk about the word, the less you're talking about all the other weird stuff that's going on around the universe that's weird. Okay, it's not all weird, but you know what I mean. All right, let me get back to this faith teaching. And it's not obviously a faith teaching per se. It's a teaching about faith and faith in relationship. And so what I did was I did start talking about the fact that faith is a genuine vehicle from God, established by God, by the way, starting all the way back with the Abraham covenant, Abraham being a person of believing God's promises. Faith, we know, is defined in Hebrews 11:1, but we find out in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, that it takes faith to please God. It takes faith to please God. Now, everybody's faith is not exactly the same, and you might have different moments that your faith is greater. I do. In fact, ironically, when I pray for people, I seem to have greater faith than when I pray for myself. But this is a key component, too, because you have to have faith in God. And the Lord requires us to have faith in one another, believing the best about one another, trusting the Christ in each other. You, of course, use the truth to make sure if somebody's teaching that the teachings line up. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about relationship. I'm not talking about discipleship. But the last thing you got to be aware of is that the enemy is no dummy. And another area that he attacks in regards to faith, is towards ourselves. So let me just give you a little definition. In Matthew chapter 4, watch this. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 3, it says, "The tempter came to Jesus and said, 'If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread.'" I want you to catch something. It's huge. First of all, he says to Jesus, Satan says to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God," trying to instill doubt that Jesus is, if you're the Son of God, right? But now here I'm going to show you something that you might not have seen, so I want you to just listen, especially for those who are really get into the studious part of Scripture. In the beginning, in the garden, Satan, what he did was he said to Eve, "You're fantastic. You can be just like God." God didn't say any of that, thereby exalting Eve herself over the Word of God. In the New Testament, he takes the opposite tact, and he says to Jesus, "You're not good enough for the Word of God. If you're good enough for the Word of God, you should do this." And we know that in the next temptation, where he tells him, well, the Scripture says blah, 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 blah. If you're really the Son of God, do this. So in one hand, on the Old Testament, the temptation by Satan made it so that Mary thought she was better than the Word of God. But in the New Testament, under Jesus' temptations, Satan tells Jesus, "You're not good enough to reach the Word of God. Word of God's better than you. You can't fulfill it." And it's almost an interesting opposite tactic. For those that are into strategy, you'll take a look at that. You'll really understand. But here's the key. The key is understanding that the enemy tries to create doubt in ourselves and to make us feel like continual schmoes. Schmo is a Yiddish word for not a great person, okay? And so the idea is that you have a capacity, you have something that God has confidence in, and when you say none, I'm not talking about your flesh, you know I'm not talking about that, but in Mark 9:23, Jesus said, the guy said to him, "If you can do anything," Jesus said, "If you can, everything is possible for him who believes." There is a connection for us activating and believing, but when we come back, I'm telling you right now, I'm setting this up. I'm gonna talk to you about something. I know I got 2 minutes, or what do I got? 1.5. Okay. When we come back, I'm gonna talk to you about something. I'm gonna show you how much confidence God has in you that you cannot dispute regarding having faith in yourself. It's indisputable. You will not be able to dispute it when we return. We're gonna jump right into that. I think you'll really appreciate it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Just as I am, you reach down and see.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
Wow, look at that hail!
Wow, look at my neighbor's car!
Wow, look at your roof!
Uh-oh, it's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly, he's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number, too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED, because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs. Whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections, I'll call John at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered because reliability starts at the top.
We happen to be people who are able to, you know, go with the Lord while the flow is going, while the river is going, while the joy is going, and then something comes in the way like a pebble, like a pebble, and then we trip and we're like, ay, 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 and we don't know what we're doing. Here's the key. You're never going to be good enough. You're never going to be this superhuman, beyond capacity, exactly like Jesus in everything you say or do in each moment. That's not happening.
The David Spoon Experience. You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Facebook, David Spoon Media. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. I put an old video up there on the website that has to do with Donald Trump and Christians, how they should or shouldn't approach Donald Trump as a president. I'm not ashamed of that at all. I think people should look at that, consider that, and if you have somebody that disagrees with that, I think you should just open up the Bible and go, look at that. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Let's do our final read for today, and that's our very own Pamela Milchiono.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's a
Milchiono. All right, so here's the deal. The deal is you want to be doing business, of course, with somebody that you have confidence in. That's a brother or sister in the Lord, preferably. Well, let me restate that. You do business with everybody, but there are people who want to do business with brothers and sisters, okay? There is nothing wrong with either side of that. I just want to make sure you understand that. I do not advocate, you know, ignoring people who are not believers. I think that's ridiculous. But there are people that want to do business, especially when it has to do with homes and finances and really personal things like this, that they want to do it with a brother or sister in the Lord. Nothing wrong with that either. That's not an error. And if you're looking to do business with a sister in the Lord who loves Jesus and thinks that what she does matters in the kingdom of God and for her life and for the people she's doing it with, then you want to get in touch with Pamela. And here's the key component. You don't want somebody who doesn't carry the burden with you. That's a big key. It says bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. You want somebody who will be with you in that and gets that. And goes, yeah, we share this together. We have a common thread. We have the same Father. We drink from the same Holy Spirit. We're blood relatives by the blood of Jesus Christ. Give Pamela a call. And you know what the thing is? You can just talk to her. You don't have to sign anything. You don't have to do anything. Just call her. Talk to her. Just go to our website. Say, I just want to talk. Just want to get some insight. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. Blessed, B-L-E-S-S-E-D. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. 817-505-5541. 505-5541. And so just so you can know, there's a big marketing push saying don't ever give out phone numbers because people don't use phone numbers when they're driving in the car. Most people use their phone when they're in the car. It's just like, I'm just thinking, when somebody gives me a phone number, I just dial it. I just go, okay, Google, and it dials it. Okay? It's that kind of thing. See? My thing already turned down. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line, get in touch with her. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. You can always go to DavidSpoon.com. Look at our sponsorship page. Her info is on there as well. Okay. I lost my clock. Hold on one second. I'm moving my phone over. So I have a little clock that tells me this is how much time you have. This is why you need therapy. This is all those things. Okay, there it is. Or I could just have Wonder Julie stick her fingers out just like she did and go, you got this much time, Dave. Anyway. I hope you guys are enjoying this. I hope it's a blessing for you to some degree. The only goal that I have, one step closer for me and for you. One step closer. Okay. I want to talk about this faith element because this is going to be a real mind blower right here. Now, on our show, we have people that listen, believe it or not, that are atheists, agnostics. They come from all different denominations. And you think, well, that can't be right. Yeah, I could just see Jesus going, you know, let's get everybody gather around. I'm gonna preach the Sermon on the Mount, but only to this denomination. Everybody else leave. I just don't see that happening. So what we're talking about is we're talking about faith. And I do want to reiterate, I just mentioned to you that little tidbit for those that are into the deep study that in the Old Testament, the temptation was Eve was good enough. She didn't need to pay attention to the word. In the New Testament, Satan switched his tactic. Here's where it is. He said to Jesus in Matthew 4, says, if you're the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written. He will command his angels. And so there he takes that very same principle of the word of God, but he raises it above Jesus. If you're really the Son of God, live up to this. That's what he's saying. Whereas in the other one, to Eve, he said, you don't need to live up to this. You can be just like God. It's kind of a fascinating study if you get into it. But what we've talked about is faith being an important vehicle, an important element, and that without faith, it's impossible to please God, period. Don't add to it. Don't take away from it. You got to have faith. All right? And I think Leon Patillo had a great song called Have Faith, Have Faith. Anyway, the bottom line is you got to have that. And then you have to have faith in God. You got to believe he's a giver. Can't believe he's the Grinch. And God's not up there going, it's in my hand, but shall I give it to them from my hand? I mean, come on. And the other part of that is that we have to have a confidence in one another, believing the best in one another, actually believing the Christ in one another, having that trust. Again, we're talking relationship and not discipleship. But then I also am bringing up this point about having a sense of faith in yourself. And I understand, and let me clarify, I'm not saying you should be dependent on yourself. I reject that. I reject anything that leads to a lack of dependence on God. Period. All right. That doesn't mean that you should do nothing. It means that you should put your hands to work. You should be involved in doing things and ask God to bless the work of your hands and recognize because he gave you breath, anything you accomplish, the glory goes first to God. Period. But I want you to see how much confidence God has in you. You ready? Here it is. I've been waiting to do this for weeks. 2 Corinthians 5:18 through 20. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us this message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. We have the ministry of reconciliation. We are Christ's ambassadors. We are the messengers for the reconciliation of people unto the Lord through Christ. God has so much confidence in you and I, he committed to us the message of eternal life to share with others. He entrusted us with his gospel. Just think about that. I just want you to stop all your stuff it. Think. God took the greatest message ever and put it in you and said, go take my message to others. How much confidence does God have in you that he would commit to you the gospel message? That's how you have to think of it. You think, well, I'm not Billy Graham. It's like, I got it. And you're not this person. You're Finney. You're not this. I got it. But you're you. And God committed it to you. And you have a calling. And you have an assignment. And you have a purpose. And he worked in you. And he wants you to share that. You don't have to share perfectly. You just got to share. It's not about preaching a perfectly homiletically oriented three-point message. It's about telling people what Jesus did for you. That's it. I mean, I think God has saved me from death 50 times. I mean, it's got to be kidding. The grace of God has prevailed in my life. I'm breathing. I should have been dead 40 plus years ago. But I'm not. Why? Because he had a message to put into my heart. He loves me. That's the message I want to share. Do I do it perfect? Nope. But he loves me. And I get to say that. He has such confidence in you that he gave to you the ministry of reconciliation. You know how important an ambassador is? You know that if somebody has an ambassador, well, this is how it's supposed to be. If an ambassador is wounded or whatever, it's like an act against the nation. Well, guess what? God calls you ambassadors of Christ. You may think, well, I've never done anything. You're an ambassador of Jesus Christ. How high do you need to go? That's pretty high up there. You know what the pay is? It's in eternity. That's right. You didn't think I was going to let that go, did you? Bottom line, we need to have faith not just for our situations, but for our relationships. In God, for others, and towards ourselves, the way that God has laid it out. Not the way we do it, the way that God has declared it. That's what we got to do. And do all of that because God has confidence that you can. He believes in you. Watch this one. He picked you. He don't pick garbage. He knows what he's doing. Okay, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then come back. More insanity with Spoonanity then. Take care. Everybody's going to the movies.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.